News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Live from the heart of the big dangerous city. Hello. So I have had people asking me, why do you refer to Charlotte as the big dangerous city? Just because you live in the suburbs? No. I don't know why I call it that. Maybe it's things like, police make 15 arrests and find 10 guns in Charlotte's Romare Bearden Park area on July 4th. Could, maybe it's stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe because the city is run by a bunch of liberals. Maybe that's why I refer to it as the big dangerous city. But I love this town. Oh, don't you try to get me to say I don't love it, but I do. I loved it a lot better, though, when the crime wasn't as bad. When I first moved here, the crime wasn't like it is now. I don't know what caused that. Because usually when liberals are in charge of running cities, everything is fantastic. I don't know. But hopefully the police officers who were injured in making those arrests and everything are doing well. Hopefully they are. Now, Thursday was my last attempt at being on the air. Here on the big WBT. But what had happened was, everybody was out at the ballpark, Truist Field, they call it. And everybody's show pretty much went off without a hitch. Everybody's show was supposed to be broadcast from out there all day for the Sky Show deal. And it was great. It was awesome. The whole thing, the whole setup, the whole fireworks show, the ball game, everything was fantastic. Except when your little evening host came on, I got two staticky segments from what I can understand. And so basically saying that none of my show got broadcast from the ballpark like it was supposed to. Now, some people said that was the Lord trying to send me a message that I need to quit talking the way I do. Others say it's just because, you know, the night guy's the low man on the totem pole, and as long as everybody else's show got on, that's all that really matters. Yeah. But I was so excited. I got out there super early, way early, and I watched Mr. Winterbull doing his show, and then I watched Breaking Bread Jensen doing his show, and I was like, I'm ready. I had prepared all this stuff. I spent all day because I didn't know what to expect because I've never done anything like that before. You know, being in Top 40 radio for as long as I have been, we would do our morning show live on location at places and all that, but it wasn't like that, you know. I didn't know what to expect on the news talk. So, I mean, I spent hours preparing, you know, am I going to need to be more newsy? Am I going to need to be less newsy and more casual? So I had a plan for either coming up. And as soon as they said, put these broadcaster headphones on and have a microphone attached to them, I was like, yes, this is what I've always wanted to be a part of. This is big time. And I strapped those things on, and the on-site engineer, they call him, Craig, told me, yeah, those things cost $12,000. And I was like, no way, man, 12 grand. And then when I said it on the air, I just put these things on. I realized they were $12,000. And he goes, well, I meant $1,200. Oh, still, that's expensive. But I was fired up. I'm taking selfies. My wife and my friends, my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, those are our best friends. They were standing there at the booth. They were so proud of me, taking pictures, bringing me water. You need water? Going and getting stuff for me. put those things on and that intro hit. America's coolest conservative. I'm like, whoa, yes, here I am. Talk. All excited to do my segment. Go to the commercial. And then Isaac tells Craig, Isaac's in the studio, hey, that was really staticky. Craig looks at me and goes, that was static. Hang on a minute. We may be out of it here. And so they reset the equipment. I'm like, okay, it's back. I'm good. Go for segment two. And then I made a big announcement, something I was really excited about. And I held the announcement until I got out there to that ballpark for the big 4th of July celebration, Sky Show with WBT that I'm a big part of, and I'm loving my new family and the whole thing. And then after that segment, it was like, they didn't hear anything of that one, and we're going to go best of because it's not working anymore. So I was bummed, man. I was bummed. And I decided at that moment that I'm quitting. Because an Uber both ways. I was in the Uber because I'm not trying to park in Charlotte around the ballpark or anything. So with Uber from Lake Norman and then back home to Lake Norman, and the fact that I don't get paid to do this show, I'm what do they call it? I'm in the red. Because I don't know accounting terms, but being in the black means that you started making money. Well, I'm in the red, and I need a Black Friday is what I need. So, they say you do it for the love of it in certain instances. But, I wasn't loving that. I wasn't loving the rejection of that. Because that's what it was. It was rejection. It was full-fledged rejection. From WBT, my heart, WBT. I've done nothing but brag every night that I'm on here about how awesome it is to be in. I've always wanted to be part of this radio station, and I have. But WBT's not in my mind until now. But in my fantasy world, WBT doesn't have equipment issues. That's for those other broken down stations I used to work for in this town. All those lame radio stations in this town. But I'm not going to complain, just telling the story. But that was the talk of the staff, obviously, because it's the first thing that Breaking Bread Jensen said when I came in. Hopefully you'll get to finish the show tonight. Yeah, laughing and pointing. Yeah, you're not so cool now, Mr. Coolest Conservative. You got whacked. No, he didn't say that, but I know he was thinking it. I know they were all thinking it. That's why I couldn't even listen to anybody today. I couldn't listen to anybody's show because I know that they probably all were making fun of me. It was embarrassing. And it makes it worse when you're tongue-in-cheek, always bragging on yourself and going over the top with sarcastic flexing, as the kids call it. I've got nothing to flex about. So I decided that what I would do is I would come in here extra early today, and I'm going to give it one more chance. But if I get preempted by equipment failure tonight, I'm done. I am done. Because that's a line that I'm drawing in the sand. No more equipment failures cutting me off. To hell with that. No. What does Cam Newton say? I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. Cam Newton talks really stupidly on his podcast. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it. He's like, I'm not that guy. He can't just talk. He can't just talk. No, 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 dog. No, no, I'm not. You not that guy. Well, I'm not that guy. Cameron Newton and I are not that guys. So y'all better not have any equipment problems tonight. Isaac, Lonnie. So, actually, with the show tonight, I'm going to start off by letting you hear and witness what true demons on earth are like. Because we have them. And I'm going to show you what they sound like and have you listen to what they say. These are true demons in our society. And that's not hyperbole. So we'll get to that coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
704-570-1110. 704-570-1110. That is the phone number. If you want to weigh in on something, as the talk show hosts would say, if you want to weigh in. They say that on sports talk stations, too. So I'll start saying it. Weigh in on it. All right. This story about the floods in Texas is just, I mean, it has ripped me apart, as I know it has so many of you. And, you know, I may get choked up talking about this, but you have a church camp with children. And those are the first stories that we started seeing, is the missing children, the children reported dead from the church camp, and how violently the waters rose and swept through this church camp. And everybody that I know, and I imagine it's the same with you in your life, that anybody that you know that talked about this at all, said pretty much the same thing. Oh, gut wrenching. Just a devastating situation. And you feel so much for these families. And then the other stories would roll in about other people getting swept away in the floods and all. And I mean, we've just gone through that recently in North Carolina, you know. But when you focus on the children, these little girls at this camp, and even the ones that survived, that were out there holding on to tree branches for 2 days and two nights, or however long it took for the rescue people to find them. I mean, God, can you imagine just how awful that was? And parents sending their kids to church camp, like we've done so many times. And to hear these stories, like, my child is off at camp and I don't know whether she's alive. Oh. But then, this is where you can really tell the difference between decent people and evil demons. This is where you go beyond political differences and different political principles and all of that. And this is how you can really find the truly evil among us. Here is one disgusting looking woman who, as soon as I saw this, I said, that's a demon. Listen.
It's a hard pill to swallow, huh? The fact that if you would have just voted for Kamala, that those kids in Texas and all those families in the RVs would more than likely still be alive. But instead, you just made fun of her laugh while people were screaming at you that if he was voted in, people were going to die. And look where we are. Bunch of parents who can't protect their own kids.
I mean, that is a miserable... You can look at her and tell because she's, you know... I'll just say it. She's disgustingly ugly. And she's a miserable soul. She is a miserable, miserable, lost soul. Actually, I take that back. Her soul isn't lost because the devil has it. We know exactly where it is. And I didn't even pull any of the clips when there were so many, because, you know, I search social media all day to try to find these nut jobs to display here on this show and laugh at them and make fun of them. But there were so many that were celebrating the fact that these white kids got swept away and that this happened to white kids. It really does put in perspective just how completely rotten people's hearts are. And they all get on social media and they talk all big and bad. They're just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. To think about these little kids, these little girls, and what they went through, and how some of them died. And you sit there and you laugh and you celebrate because they're not, because you think that their parents are involved in something that you would consider against you because of the color of their skin, because you're so stupid that you believe the way you're manipulated by the media and the bosses in the Communocrat party, that you think that these little girls got what they deserved. You sick, evil, twisted pieces of crap. Disgusting. So we got more of this coming up, and I hope I don't make you sick. I know you're just now finishing dinner and all of that, but some of this is just absolutely revolting. But we need to know who's amongst us out here. Who's amongst the decent people? So we'll get to that next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right, Dan. We got so much more here of this. These psycho people. I don't know if y'all realize it, but these horrible floods in Texas and all of those children who were killed, swept away and all in the flood waters, that's Trump's fault. I mean, here's the thing. in order to be a Democrat in 2025, you either have to be a blatant liar, scammer, and crooked all the way around, or you have to be naive. So now the naive can still be good people, well-intentioned people, but the others cannot, unless they change their ways. I think Rosie O'Donnell is not just naive. I think she passes naive and goes right on into the category of stupid, because I really, really don't think she has much in the way of intellect. If you took Rosie O'Donnell's brain and shoved it up an ant's butt, it would look like a BB in a boxcar. Not a smart woman. But this is what she had to say before the news even made its way around the country about these floods.
And what a horror story in Texas. The flash floods in Texas. The Guadalupe River. 51 missing. 51 dead. More missing. Oh. Children at a camp. And you know, when the president guts all of the early warning systems and the weathering forecast abilities of the government, these are the results that we're going to start to see on a daily basis, because he's put this country in so much danger by his horrible, horrible decisions and this ridiculously immoral bill that he just signed into law. As Republicans cheered. People will die as a result, and they've started already. Shame on him. Shame on every GOP sycophant who's listening and following the disastrous decisions of this mentally incapacitated POTUS.
Oh, my God, Rosie, you tell him. You tell him till your voice goes out, Rosie. You tell him. You tell him how bad Trump is, and you tell him that the big, beautiful bill has already killed millions of people, even though the ink's not even dry with his signature. Ugh.
So, the fact that she is just a whack job, kind of have a little bit of patience for her, you know, like you would, you know, anybody who doesn't know any better.
Everything is Trump's fault. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, these poor children. She doesn't care about these children. All she cares about is trying to get the blame put on Trump and the GOP. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Oh, this man, what are we going to do? I fled the country because of this man. I couldn't take it. I had to go for my sanity. For my sanity. You hear me, Barbara? Barbara, do you hear me?
Meanwhile, pediatrician. This is a healer of children, supposedly. Has been fired over a viral post suggesting that more than 80 killed in the horrific Texas floods, including dozens of kids, were Trump supporters who got, quote, what they voted for, end quote. Dr. Christina B. Probst drew widespread, this is from the New York Post, drew widespread scorn following the disparaging, since-deleted post under her old Facebook username, Chris Tina, according to Mediaite. May all visitors, this is what she wrote, may all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters, and pets be safe and dry. Kerr County MAGA voted to gut FEMA, They deny climate change. May they get what they voted for. Bless their hearts. So she has been doo-doo canned, as we call it in the radio business. Now, you're going to tell me that these liberals are not insane, that Trump derangement syndrome or whatever it's called or any of the other, that liberalism in 2025 is not a mental disease? This is a woman who worked her entire life to become a doctor of children. Now, a lot of people say that people who choose to go into pediatrics are special because they care for the children, the most innocent among us. And this witch says that these children got what their parents voted for. So it was so important for her, or so this uncontrollable urge for her to speak out and take that opportunity to trash and blame Trump and his supporters, that she was willing to put the health of children and the importance of those children to the back burner and ultimately ruin her career, hopefully. I mean, think about that. Think about how strongly you must hate somebody and hate a group of people to the point where you are sworn to be a healer of children and you throw it away because you have to post something on social media to let everybody know how smart you are and to say, I told you so. How, if nothing else, immature. You're too immature to be trusted with somebody's kids. If this is what you're going to do, if this is what you did. Just sick. That's the world we're living in now. And that's why I say you have to take it seriously. You have to take all of this stuff seriously. It's not just a difference in political opinions anymore. These people are wicked. All right. Well, I have to take a break. Or I'm going to lose it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for, you know, for indulging me to go off. And we got more coming up. Hang on.
The DJ Richie Show. Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the DJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Hey, go on and call if you want to. Go on and do it. 704-570-1110. You can also send a text right up in here to the studio. Just like that. Boom. At the same number, 704-570-1110. That text line is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Jess. Jess. Okay, so we got other things to talk about tonight, believe it or not, other than how just completely sickening these Democrats are being, blaming the floods in Texas on Trump and MAGA. Ugh. So we go to The View from today because we have some information on the ICE deportations and whatnot. So none other than the Democrat minority leader in the House of Representatives, Hakeem Big Sleepy Jeffries was on The View. And remember, I call him Big Sleepy because his eyes always look like he's about to doze off. He's got these big, stupid-looking eyes. And like he's dozing off all the time. And he was raised very closely to communism. Just a side note. But here he is talking trash on The View today. Listen.
Now, some Democrats, amid the criticisms of ICE right now due to these ICE raids, have started calling for defunding ICE. Do you think that's effective going into the midterms, and do you support those calls?
Well, I definitely think that, you know, we need aggressive oversight as it relates to the overly aggressive behavior that we've seen, mm-hmm. you know, from ICE, from the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
It's not what the American people actually, in my view, voted for.
Oh. Yeah.
Donald Trump and Republicans promised to go after violent felons, but instead they're going after law-abiding immigrant families. And in fact, in some cases, deporting American citizens and children, some with cancer. And you know, America's better than this. And that's the reality.
You hate America. Who are you trying to fool, you communist? America is better than this. What? You know what I wish they would do? I wish they would pass a law. Maybe this would be one of those things that a convention of states could get done. You know, because Congress and the Senate, they're not going to vote this on themselves. So it would take, you know, like the great one Mark Levin is always talking about, convention of states, where he created that whole concept to not convention of states, that was in the Constitution, but how he brought it to the modern day. But where they could enact a law to where whenever Congress people or senators or whomever, whenever they go into the halls, the Senate or the House, they're sworn in, and they are looking at perjury prosecutions if they lie. So every day they would be under oath. And the same thing with going on these shows like this in the media. If they're sworn to tell the truth or face perjury charges, because I think you would see a lot of them get out of the business. Here's what happened. What he's talking about, and then deporting American citizens and children, some of them have cancer. That is a damn lie. In two cases, they were deporting the mothers who were in violation of immigration code and had been several times and had come back into the country and had been given their final notice that they were going to be deported and all of this. Well, they said, well, what about my kids? They had some kids that weren't citizens, and then each mother had a kid that is a citizen, has a kid that is a citizen. They said, well, that's your choice. You can either take your child with you back to Honduras, they're both Honduran, or you can leave the child with us, and we will make sure that the child gets into good care. And the mothers elected to take the children with them, because they were being deported, the children weren't. It was the mother's decision to take the children back to Honduras. So you see, according to Big Sleepy Jeffries, we're supposed to just let people break our laws, and then when we try to rectify the situation, we're the bad guys. That's the Democrat playbook. That's why all of these illegal aliens are here from all over the world. That's why Democrats push all of these giveaways and all that they know our economy cannot withstand. They do it because then they can turn around when Republicans are in charge, and when Republicans try to do the right thing, then you blame them for being the bad guy. Now you got people like that Debbie Wasserman Schultz who's saying that we're deporting illegal aliens because Trump's trying to whitewash the nation. So he's trying to make a racial thing out of it. And I told you from the very beginning of this that as they're going against ICE agents, they're trying their very best to get black people to get up and fight with them. And most black people are not doing it. Like, this is not our fight. You've been selling us out in our big cities for these illegal aliens, and we don't like it. So this is not our fight. So you get somebody like Debbie Wasserman Schultz to go out there and say, Trump is whitewashed. Trump's whitewashing. Trump's racist, 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 racist. Because that's just how desperate they are. You can always tell when Democrats are desperate because they will just go completely full-fledged. It's kind of like if you're about to get in a fight and then you just start swinging erratically, just wah, 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 thinking I'm going to hit something. If I'm just, you know, swinging like a windmill, I'm going to hit something. That's what they start doing. And so now it's Trump's getting rid of all of the illegal aliens because he's trying to, you know, completely whitewash the nation and, you know, making black people or trying to get black people to believe they're next. Doesn't matter whether you're an American or whether you got cancer or not. He's deporting everybody that's not white. That's what they're trying to pull now. And you know why they're doing that? Because they're sick. That's why. Because they're communists and they hate America. I call them communocrats for a reason. They hate America. And they always are so quick to get out there and start talking about our country. America is better than this. And our Constitution is being turned upside down. When they don't like the Constitution, they hate the Constitution. Even Barack Obama would say that the Constitution limited him. He was limited by the Constitution, damn it, for all the things that he could be doing. That's the whole reason for what they do is that they hate what the Constitution stands for and what America stands for. But they go out when there's a Republican president and a Republican Congress and they just, I mean, they wrap themselves in the American flag and act like they're the most patriotic things that ever walked the face of the earth. But more and more people are hopefully on to them. Trump's approval numbers are through the roof right now, and they can't stand it, so they just keep grasping and grasping and grasping, throwing another haymaker, throwing sooner or later something's gonna land. They're like the cheesy guy in the club that goes to every woman and hits her with a cheesy pickup line, and he's like, sooner or later some girl's gonna like it and I'll get my shot. That's what they're doing now. It's pathetic. Just so pathetic. All right. We have TJ on the news coming up next, and that's going to be crazy. Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Oh, hello, hello. Here we go, hour two. And they haven't kicked me off yet because of quote-unquote technical difficulties like they did so rudely Thursday night. And by they, I mean the powers that be at WBT. I might have to do some sort of a rap, socially conscious in the radio station song to protest getting kicked off the air the other night so rudely. But that is in the past. So We're here tonight. Everything's going swimmingly so far. Knock on wood. So let's get to this.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the news.
This is the real deal stuff. I've gone around the world to pick these stories because these are the most important things that you need to know. So let's get going with the lead story.
As I clumsily strummed my guitar, well, excuse me, guess I'm mistaking you for somebody else. Somebody
let it,
who
let
gave
it breathe.
A damn.
Love that. Love that. And you know, she always says she wouldn't be able to sing that well if she didn't have that one messed up tiger tooth up in her head. But she did get it fixed, I think. So here we go. Chuck E. Cheese announced a new spinoff chain specifically for adults. It's called Chuck's Arcade. The first 10 opened this week in malls across the USA. Actually, that's last week. Because I had this story to do Thursday night, but something happened. I wonder what it was. Back to the story. They're basically just a, you know, it's a normal arcade like you used to see in every mall, but some of them will also serve food and alcohol. Each location has newer games like Halo, but also classic games like Mortal Kombat and Asteroids. And yes, you can earn tickets and win prizes. Kids are welcome, but they really try to sell the adult angle in the press release, calling the new spinoff a modern-day love letter to the games and people who made Chuck E. Cheese great. Here's the magic word. The nostalgia grab and classic games kind of seem like the only parts that make it an adult arcade, though. Other than that, they're just scaled-down versions of what you'd see at a normal Chuck E. Cheese. Now here's the thing. This is part of that, perpetual adolescence that I talk about so much, where adults don't want to be adults. This is just feeding into that. So you're going to have a bunch of adults running around in a ball pit and playing whack-a-mole and all these other things, making fools of themselves. If you're taking your kids to something, just take them to regular Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know. Like, they don't want kids at this thing, I'm guessing. I'm guessing that people will frown upon people taking their children to this because it's for adults or for people whose driver's license say that they're adults. But are they really? Are they really? Next story. All right, here's the type of thing that they're talking about when they say life ain't fair. A convicted felon with a rap sheet that's 16 pages long recently hit the lottery in Kentucky for $167 million. Man. And I did look at his rap sheet, and it's just, it's incredible. It's incredible. But I don't know whether he had to get permission, like because he's on house arrest or something at the moment. I don't know. But I do know that he was so excited about winning $167 million in the lottery that he actually wore one of his best tank tops to get the check. He's standing up there holding that big ceremonial check. He knows it's going to be on TV all over the country. He knows it's going to be, I'm going to get my best tank top. I'm going to dress like a millionaire now. That's right. No more of these tank tops that come six in a package. Nuh-uh. These are sold individually on a hanger. I want my tank tops coming off a hanger, by God, because I'm a multi-millionaire. Don't settle for less. And moving on.
I'm dying inside, and nobody knows it but me.
Mm-hmm. 33-year-old man in China showed up to the ER with a live eel swimming around in his abdomen. You see, he's dying inside, and nobody knows it but him. Officials didn't say how it got there, but it started in his colon and chewed its way through his intestines. Now, I read the story because I subscribe to every China newspaper there is. And I went to digging and said that he was swimming in some natural body of water. And I don't know whether that eel was just like a missile coming at him, or if the eel was tiny when it worked its way into the man and then grew up inside of him. I don't know. But something is fishy. I really didn't mean that pun. I didn't plan that. But yeah, something is amiss here. And that thing was about 3 feet long. All up in his abdomen. Just munching.
That's horrible.
Ugh. Mm. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. That's the scientific word for it. Heebie-jeebies. And finally. Girls, you are beautiful. Girls, you are beautiful. I didn't realize this, but there is a side effect that is real when it comes to getting the Brazilian butt lift, the BBL. You know, a lot of the ladies talk about getting the BBL. Now, the BBL, the Brazilian butt lift, is not the same as butt implants. But implants is a surgery where you take something foreign and put it in the buttocks region to make it huge. I'm not a big fan of that look, but then again, I'm old school. That's what they say. Unks don't like that. But when you get the Brazilian butt lift, that means that they suck fat out of you somewhere else, and then they shoot it into your buttocks. So they take it, let's say they take it from your thighs, then they're going to take that fat and shoot it into your buttocks. And one of the side effects of that is stank, because if that fat is too much, they put too much in there, then the blood supply can't get to it enough, and it starts to smell like rotting fat because it gets infected. And it just reeks like a decomposing body, basically. And they say that that's one of the most dangerous procedures that you can have in the cosmetic world is the Brazilian butt lift. Now, as I'm creating this new me with PhD weight loss, I'm going to try to find a way to save some of that fat that I'm going to be losing and have it put into my buttocks. I want to be the first talk show host on WBT in its history to have giant butt implants.
I have to get you a special chair.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I want my name on it too.
Make it look like a throne.
Yep. I want to be able to walk in here, you know, instead of wearing that book bag thing on one shoulder like I do, I want to just balance it on my butt implants. It's like a shelf, walking here with it every night. All right. That is it for TJ on the News.
DJ Richie Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh. I'm going to tell you something that's probably going to upset you. All 11 listeners, because I know how y'all love me and you're protective of me and my feelings. So I got to tell you, some hate came my way the other night. It was Thursday, and I had I announced this T-shirt that I have that you can go buy because it's pretty fun, and it's black and across in not navy, but the color blue that Rocky wears on his shorts. So that goes with black. But it's red, white, and blue, and it says America's coolest conservative across the front of it. And I didn't plaster my logo or my name all over it. So you can wear it, and it makes it seem like you're saying that you're America's coolest conservative. So my name is just on the back at the collar up there, because, I mean, I had to do that. I had to put it somewhere. So I made a little silly pictures, and they posted it on all of my social medias, which you can follow me on all social medias. Just go to TJ Richie, RITCHIE, TJRitchie.com or WBT.com/TJ. But they also put it on my syndicated morning show's social media, which is huge. It's called the TJ and Riggins Show. And again, you can follow all that from, you know, just going to any social medias. So they just said, showed pictures of me, like I'm sitting at my desk at home with the American flag behind me, and I got a silly look on my face. And then there's another one where I'm looking out the window with binoculars, and then I'm holding my son's guitar. Just silly. It says, TJ is America's coolest conservative. You can't be TJ, but you can dress like him. Get your own at the link in our bio. Enjoy this 100% cotton T-shirt with the TJ Richie logo included on the back. It's perfect for bird watching, playing electric guitar, podcasting, and just looking cooler than everyone else. Hit the link in our bio and get yours now. Okay? That's all it was. I didn't go off on any type of political rant. I didn't do anything. But here are some of the hateful messages that that I received from the listeners of my morning show, my morning radio show. What I always find interesting is either side, conservative or liberal, if you flex during times when people are afraid, legitimately afraid, mock with silly little gimmicks, I find those people lack empathy. Not really people I blank with. That's a lady named Rachel. So I'm sure it doesn't matter whether it's conservative or liberal for her. She feels the same no matter what. Here's another one. Well, we learned things about the people we really enjoy that disappoint us. I'm not even surprised anymore. I no longer assume the best in people. Thanks for the memories, Kellyanne. So Kellyanne won't be listening anymore to my morning show. I have made this point before. TJ now has an outlet to speak his voice about politics. Why bring this to your daily listeners who might want to escape the political climate with good humor? I just think you should keep your show political free. That's somebody named Marcellus. I can't even stand it. I hadn't said anything political on that show. Now I have my opinions about things, but there's nothing. I'm not railing on liberals and Marxists and all that all the time. Here's another one. Love TJ, been a fan since the late 90s, but this post gives off the vibes like he's got all the energy of a guy who yells, "Let's go, Brandon," at Chick-fil-A employees who just said, "My pleasure." Okay, so now this is a guy who has commented twice, and he thinks he's a comedy writer or something. But, I mean, that right there, that first sentence is pretty lame. And I give him credit if something's funny. I don't care whether it's at my expense or not. But that makes no sense. Let's be real. You're not the voice of the silent majority. You're the mascot of midlife crisis cosplay. You're not a threat to the liberal agenda. You're a threat to hairlines, fashion sense, and public Wi-Fi stability. Oh, wait a minute. That may have been a shot at me not being able to do my show on here the other night. Wi-Fi stability. This man slapped America's coolest conservative on a $6 custom tee like it's a personality starter pack from Wish Bro. Or from Wish. I don't know. Bro, you're not the coolest anything. You look like the kind of dude who puts alpha male in his Tinder bio and still gets ghosted by spam bots. Okay, so he just, I don't know if he Googled these types of things to say, but I mean, sure, the hairline thing and fashion sense, whatever, I get it. That's kind of funny, but the other stuff is just dumb. Here's another one. I wonder if he know a lot of us who grew up listening to him want nothing to do with the modern day conservative. Nothing cool about conservatives now. Trump just stole all our money the same week he opened up Alligator Auschwitz. And we are supposed to be okay with that? What a shame, TJ. A hero fallen. James Chapman. Look, nobody listens to me on the radio anywhere that doesn't know I'm a conservative. If you do, like I said, I'm not going off about political things on that other show. But there's no way to listen to that, especially if you say you've listened for all these years and not know that I'm a conservative. And then somebody just said, whoever purchases this crap is literally promoting racism, homophobia, white supremacy. The Republicans are the scourge of this country. Really? Super cool way to let the world know you're a racist. Jill Morgan said that. It just says America's coolest conservative, tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. I thought the conservative show was going to be separate from TJ and Riggins. It is. If I'm honest, TJ and Riggins' show is becoming hard to listen to. TJ's arrogance of always being right and putting his political views out there is getting stale quickly. I feel like Ace used to reel him in some. But no one does now. It's not that I disagree with him politically, sure, as much as it is the I'm right, you're wrong attitude that he always takes. Somebody named Adam. So disappointing to see with what's going on. Listened since I was a kid. Really bad timing. I mean, it isn't boycotting a beer, coffee maker, Starbucks, etc., but peace be with you. This isn't a good look given the decisiveness, the divisiveness of our country currently. And it kind of makes it seem like you've got jokes given the climate. I do. Isn't that what I'm supposed to be doing, is being funny? Most people expect better of nationally syndicated hosts, hence why The View doesn't do well either. I guess all the good really did leave when Ace passed. Stacy McGee. Wow. Ooh. These people are brutal, y'all. You know what I would do? If that kind of stuff bothers you, people are saying that about your lovable evening host, I say you show them. We're not going to stand for what they're selling. And you get your America's Coolest Conservative t-shirt today, tonight, right now. I made sure to use a Charlotte company to make these shirts and sell them. Company's actually called the 704. That's the area code, Isaac. So go to TJRitchie.com. You can order. There are banners all over the website. Show these hateful, hateful people that are trying to just take food out of my children's mouths by getting others not to listen to me anymore on my paying radio show and this one. My paying radio show and my hobby. But seriously, go get that shirt. It's really cool. It's really cool. All right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at TJRitchie.com.
Bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Okay. Now that's a funny comment from a listener, a member of the TJ Ritchie radio family, one of the 11 listeners. You know, we have this new text line up in here, WBT text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. You just text to the regular phone number, 704-570-1110. And who was that that said that about, that I was mislabeling Hakeem Jeffries by calling him Big Sleepy? Who was that, Isaac?
Unfortunately, it doesn't have a name with it.
Okay.
Never mind. We got Bill. Bill from somewhere.
Okay, Bill from somewhere. What did he say?
He said, TJ, Hakeem Jeffries probably wants to use the same oversight on ICE that they use at the border the past 4 years.
No, the other one. Or was that you that said that about calling him Big Sleepy?
Oh, no, that was Steve from Indian Trail. He said, TJ, I don't think Hakeem is sleepy. He's stoned.
Yeah, he does look more like he's stoned, which, you know, not having much experience being around stoned folk. I don't know, but that's funny. Because he could actually, you know, it's kind of like, you know, he's saying, let me close my eyes before I bleed to death. I'm on that stuff. All right, I want to tell you something funny. And I'm not really, I don't think, supposed to be telling some of this stuff. But I guess I'll find out if I'm not supposed to say it after I've said it. But when you start working at a radio station, when you're the new person, or even when you're not the new person, but when you're the new person and people are trying to learn who you are, what you're about, and when I say people, I mean your coworkers and stuff. They will approach a new radio personality with ideas of clients that they may want to work with, you know, like get sponsorships from certain clients and whatever. And so they'll send me a message and they'll say, would you be interested in endorsing this product? Because they might be interested in using you as one of their endorsers. And, you know, I'll check into it and I'll look around at it and I go, okay, yeah, cool. That looks pretty good. So I just started. Today is my first day on the PhD weight loss program. And I'm very excited about that because I've done a lot of different diets and programs and nutrition things in my life, nutrition plans and workouts and all. I used to really be into nutrition and weight training and all of that. I was a gym rat, basically. But that's been a long time ago. And you look up and I was like, that's been a lot longer than I thought it was, you know, since I've been at a healthy weight and all. So I was glad once I went and met with the PhD weight loss people that, you know, I could do that and not be on any drugs or anything like that. So that's a good one. And then I'm going to be starting the Low Country Mail, being the spokesperson for them. And then they asked me about maybe this hair restoration place where they do hair transplants. I might be all over that. And so I've been joking and going, what do? They just like, the salespeople look at a picture of me, the account representatives, the account executives, they just say, okay, this is what the new guy looks like. What does he need? Go, well, first thing he needs is to lose some weight. They're like, all right, well, put him on the PhD weight loss. And then the next person looks and goes, man, he looks like he has no energy and he looks kind of puny as far as muscle, no muscle tone or anything like that either. I bet he's got low T. Get him to Low Country Mail. Let's see if they're interested. And then what else does he need? Oh, he definitely needs some hair. Let's put him on to that.
Just a roast battle, trying to figure out who to hook right. up with.
But listen, don't get me wrong. I'm appreciative of all of them. I've checked into all of them, and they're great. And if they'll have me, I'll have them. I just think that it may be interesting to hear the behind-the-scenes stuff and kind of the jokes that I've been making. And then I got another inquiry right before the show of this really advanced breath freshener. So I'm like, now, how do they even know that? Because I don't ever see them in person during the day. And all. You told him that I needed that?
I told him it gets rough in here.
I know he needs to lose weight. I know he needs some hair. I know he needs some testosterone. And and that breath is humming. So.
You remember Pigpen?
Yeah.
It looks like that when he talks. Just you can see the lines coming out.
Yeah. I am just a mess. But I'm getting fixed. All of my issues are getting fixed. No, like I said, I really appreciate anybody that would be interested in working with me about anything. I just thought it's funny that I could present it that way. Like, man, I know they do a surgery now to make you taller. I know there's a procedure to do that. I don't know if there's a doctor in Charlotte that does it yet, but I'll do that. What else does he need? He could do something with that nose. I can see his nose is a little bit too pointy. Let's get that chopped off. I ought to tell him that that I really need to learn how to swim. Maybe I could get a pool put behind my house. You know, but they said that I would really benefit by it. I've never learned how to swim, so if I could endorse a pool company, that would be great. Now, when it was still the Ace and TJ show, we had to agree on the endorsements and stuff. And we never had an issue where one of us wanted to do one and the other didn't. It never worked like that. But also back then, you know, I had hair. I wasn't fat.
Harder to hook you up with sponsors.
Right, yeah. All right, so we have some stupid celebrity news that I have to get to because you're really going to want to hear this, and we'll do that next.
The DJ Richie Show. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Richie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
You can do it. Put your back into it. All right. There are a lot of things in the Hollywood world that we could be making fun of tonight, so I've had to narrow it down to just two with our big-time Hollywood update. All right. Charlize Theron is a mean one. Ooh, she's a mean one. I know you may like her movies and all, and I do. I like some of her stuff. That monster, when she played that serial killer, Eileen Wuornos. Oh, I enjoyed that. But she is a mean one in real life. Charlize Theron hasn't had many senseless hookups in her 49 years, what it says here, meaning she's 49 years old, and she says that she hasn't had a bunch of meaningless hookups. But she had one recently that blew her mind. On the Caller Daddy podcast, which is just a bunch of, let's say, trashy sex talk from some young women. And the girl that runs that podcast is, I think, the highest paid podcaster in the world, even higher paid than Joe Rogan is, with her little smut mouth. But she, Charlize Theron, was on that podcast, and she said, quote, "I've probably had 3 one-night stands in my entire life." She's a liar. Allegedly. "But I did just recently blank a 26-year-old, and it was really blanking amazing. I don't have many of them. I'm sitting here sounding like I do. So when I do, I'm like, oh, blank, yeah. I should have done this in my 20s. I should have been a trollop in my 20s. Should have been doing it all over the place." Now, she has two, I think they're teenagers. And I'm sure that they love hearing their mom speak like this on this smutty podcast. These people are uncivilized. I don't care how beautiful they are, or how much money they have, or how much fame. They're basically uncivilized. They're an uncivilized peoples, these Hollywood people. Now, remember, Charlize Theron was in a long relationship at one point with Sean Penn, who's also trashy. So what could you expect? But it's like they just got it so twisted. Like, this is something to really be bragging about. You're 49, and even if it even happened, she may be lying about that. She may be just trying to sound cool on the young girls' smut podcast. Smutcast. Let's call it a smutcast. So the Caller Daddy Smutcast, she may have been just making up this story so she fit in better with the cool girls. But what a feat that is that you have accomplished. You're 49. And you made the relations with a 26-year-old guy. It must have been really hard for you to do, because 26-year-old guys are never looking to make relations. Are they? Charlize. May I call you Charlize? Back in my day, we had a name for women like her. You know what it was?
What was it?
Charlize. That was her name. Bless her heart. Okay, and then there's another one. Denise Richards, who has children with Charlie Sheen. She, her husband has filed for divorce, and he's asking for all kinds of spousal support. And it all has to do with the fact that she's on the at-home porn site OnlyFans. She's a featured performer on there. And I know her daughter was, but I don't know if her daughter still is or not. But it's not what you think that the divorce is having to do with her OnlyFans stardom. In the court documents obtained by Fox News Digital, Fipers, the husband, filed for divorce, citing their separation date as July 4th. Hey, that was his Independence Day. You get it? He's independent from her now. His Independence Day. They got married in 2018 and did not share children. Let's see. He cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for the divorce and is seeking spousal support from Richards, according to the court documents. Fipers and Richards Well, he said that Richards makes over $250,000 per month from her at-home porn appearances on OnlyFans, her reality TV show, and brand deals. Now, he knows about this because he allegedly, in the filing, said that, he said he has no income in the last 12 months after closing his business, so he could work on her OnlyFans stuff with her. And be part of Denise Richards and her Wild Things show. And during an episode of that show in March, it was revealed that the star's husband played a key role in the behind-the-scenes work of her OnlyFans page. So, it wasn't that he was tired of her performing her stuff on OnlyFans. It was that OnlyFans is what he was helping her. He gave up his career and his businesses to support her career and work on OnlyFans for her. So that's why he needs the spousal support. And I say he should get it. Go get all you can, sir. Get everything you are due. Because obviously he never had respect for her to begin with. And she never had respect for him. Never had respect for the marriage, obviously. It's just, I mean, these people are weird. Again, I like to play the if they weren't rich and famous card and have you imagine what people would say about them with the same behavior. If they lived down the street from you, or they lived in your grandmother's neighborhood, and she said, you know what they got going on down there? She's in there being on a pornography site. He's running it. They got kids in there. One of them's doing one of those sites herself as a teenager, 19 or 20 or whatever. You'd go, oh my God, that's a... just a bunch of redneck white trash is what you would say. I hope they don't ever bother you, Mama. Well, they don't bother me. They're down at the end of the road. I just see them coming and going. That's all I see. Okay, well, you let me know if those redneck white trash people, even as much as come in your yard. You don't want to be around those people, Mama. She'd say, you know I don't. But they're rich and famous, so, oh, they're glitz and glamour. Look at them. All right, well, look at this. It's time to go. The great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next. And remember, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Richey Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRichey.com and find out more.